following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. A lot of fans will tell you there's nothing more exciting than live hockey. Others claim college basketball's where it's at. Me, you already know what I think. And you probably already know what a lot of hockey and basketball fans know. StubHub is the best place for scoring the seats you want to any game. Whether you're center ice or mid-court. Not hip to StubHub yet? Well, consider this your invitation to the party. Head to StubHub today and grab the seats you want to the games you want to see.
StubHub!
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, eight nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
The final day of November. But it was all made better last night. I hope you, as I did, took the time for the yearly tradition. CBS television, 7 p.m. last night.
Victoria's Secret show. I know what you're going. I know where you're going.
No.
That's what you're going with, Victoria's Secret.
Is that on last night?
I believe so.
Was it?
You're going on before that, though. That was like at 9, I think.
I didn't see that.
Pretty sure.
I thought that's later this week.
What did you watch, Rudolph or something?
Duh.
Rudolph sucks.
No, not a Rudolph fan, huh?
Not really a big Rudolph fan.
But for 40 years, the little bastard keeps pulling that sleigh.
He is a tough one.
He keeps busting through that storm.
Yeah, he does, and his antlers never seem to grow, so nobody can shoot him when he gets to be a trophy. I don't understand.
Well, there's not a lot of hunting up at the North Pole.
No, there's...
So, I mean...
It's a great point.
I mean, it's not like Bambi running around here. I mean... It's
a great point. I don't know how to argue that point. I thought that...
When you wear camouflage at the North Pole to hunt, would it be all white?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And I will say, I thought you were talking about the yearly tradition of when I try and get on my pants to officiate basketball. And they fit again. That was the big victory of my night.
How'd that happen?
It just worked
today,
out.
The debut of the Big Daddy. Where are we at?
Today? Well, they moved it up 2 weeks. Was going to be later, but they moved it up since the start of NBA season. They wanted to celebrate Wilcox Hildreth Junior High getting it underway this afternoon. Plenty of seats.
At home?
At home.
Well, do we know who they're playing?
I don't know who they're playing. Plenty of good seats still remain, though. Admission, I believe, is free.
Well, I hope they ain't paying to see you.
No.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Also, our Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball coach, is going to join us on our Loper Link. Lance Creech, Hastings College men's basketball coach, is scheduled to join us. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com to take a look at the high school wrestling season. And Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, a lot to talk about, and he'll be joining us towards the end of the program here today.
All that.
Jam-packed.
All that. A lot of basketball getting underway. Did you catch any of the Duke-Ohio State game last night?
It was, It was over. Well, by the time I flipped it over, it was over. I was running some errands, and I came back, and they're down 20.
Coach K was fired up, though. Wow. He was really after the officials, really all over them. But they think the game was just as frustrating for everybody. Seemed like every bounce they got, guy tries to throw the pass between the guy's legs. It hits the guy in the thigh, bounces right back to him. He goes in for a layup. That Kraft, I think, was the kid's name from Ohio State. Sullinger's shooting 85% from the free throw line, Doug. A big man. You know what? That just adds the value of him at the next level. You're knocking down 85% of your foul shots. That to me was remarkable.
It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. That's right. Might be time for a new washer and dryer or something very nice for the holiday season. Check it out at Garrett. We'll talk about everything else that is going on in the world of sports. But up first, we want to chat with Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball coach, as they get ready to open the conference season and a nice little travel over the mountains to Gunnison and Grand Junction against Western State and Colorado Mesa. But remember, Kev, this is the last time you have to do that.
I keep telling myself that's hopefully will help a little bit, but once you get to about the 10th hour of a 13-hour trip, that stops working and you're just trying to get it over with.
What's worse, Kevin, the actual trip or Coach Kropp banging his head on the window of the bus?
I got to go with the trip. I can deal with the head banging. It's the long miles. I think we talked about it. When we get done at Mesa, We're going to have a trip to where we won't get back to Kearney until noon on Sunday. And that's a lot tough to think about, where you're going to get through about 10 o'clock Denver time, 11 o'clock Kearney time. And by the time you get back home, it's going to be about noon.
Well, your body should feel decent again by, let's see, Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, you kind of get your wits about you about Wednesday or Thursday, just in time for a weekend homestand.
Kev, only three games under your belt right now, and we're going to talk with Lance in a minute. They start way quicker at Hastings. They've got 10 games under their belt, but take us through the first three games and where you think your team is.
Started out with Fort Hays State, and we did not play very well that first game out. I've been here 17 years, and Hays is usually pretty good, and even when they're down, they're pretty good. But this year, I think that might have been kind of the most down team he's had. And we really came out and struggled and didn't do very well in that one. Doan came in. At the time, they had a really good record. And, I thought we played a lot better. We managed to beat Doan at that point. And then the last adventure came on Tuesday of last week before Thanksgiving. We had Wayne State. And, we put together a tremendous first half. We had them down 30. First time we've had a team down 30 in 4 years, and let them off the hook and let them come all the way back to, I think they got it down to 7 or 8 points, or maybe even 5, before we started to make a few plays. So we played tremendous the first half, did not play that great the second half, managed to pull it out. As far as where we're at, I think we got more talent than we've had the last 3 or 4 years. We just got to put it together for two halves. And hopefully as chemistry gets better and guys start to figure it out, we can put together for two halves.
Kevin, is it youth, or what do you attribute to the lack of stomping on the throat? Or is that something you kind of got to learn in college basketball at a different level to do? But when you get a team down like that, you want to deliver the knockout blow.
That's a tough question. I mean, we're not as young as you would. I mean, we started some new people. Yes, that's true, but we're not super young. I think it was a situation, Tony, where we came out and played with a sense of urgency, and I think that is what got us up 30. Coming out of halftime, we lost that edge. We were making mistakes on the defensive end of the floor in the first half, but our sense of urgency, and another word for sense of urgency is just hustle. I mean, we were hustling and competing, and we covered up for a lot of our mistakes in the first half. The second half, we lost that hustle, that sense of urgency, and those mistakes started to show, and they exploited it. So I think it's just a matter of just being focused and coming out and realizing that, hey, the job's only half done at halftime. You got another 20 minutes to go, and you need to compete just as hard, if not harder, in that second 20 minutes. And that's hopefully something they, one bad game like that, they've learned from it, and hopefully we can go on the road and correct it. It's not something that takes, you know, months and months to figure out. I mean, fellas figured out we gave up a bunch of layups in the second half because we weren't doing what we were supposed to do, so let's get it fixed and let's move on.
UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton with us here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Both the men and the women picked pretty much right in the middle of the league. How do you think the league's strength is this year, Kev? Both the men and women have two teams, I believe, ranked fairly high in the coaches' poll, and then nobody else mentioned after that.
It's early. I can go off of word of mouth and what I know from what they're going to have coming back from last year's roster. But Adams State has a new coach. Last year we had him on the ropes here and let him off the hook, but they went on to build momentum and they got the NCAA tournament. He's got almost everybody back, and he added a couple of good recruits, and they went in and beat Utah at Utah in the preseason. So right now, I don't know where they were picked by the coaches, but that was before they went in and beat Utah. So I think you got Adams State, Metro State, Colorado School of Mines. Those three right there are probably head and shoulders. I'm not going to say, without seeing everyone else, I can't say, you know, how big of a gap there is between them and everybody else, but I know there's a gap. And then you got Highlands that has managed to get a lot of transfers every year and been able to, over the last 3 years, be there at the end of the year and get into the NCAA tournament. I think the top, to be honest with you, the top seven or eight teams that were in the conference tournament, I think they all got better. So I don't think, you know, we didn't get a whole lot of turnover out of our league as far as seniors leaving. So I think we got a tough league is what I'm getting at. I mean, I think we got, look at that top seven, eight, maybe even nine teams. It's going to be dog-eat-dog.
It's all fun for those Division I teams playing a Division II team till you lose. And
yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. I think, a few years back, we've been known to take Nebraska to the wire. I think we've played them three times in 17 years, and two of the three times they needed late plays to beat us. So, it's nothing like raising the pulse of a Division I school when you got them on the ropes.
Kevin Lofton with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the fans that haven't had a chance to come out and watch you play yet, who's the couple of faces? And I know one of them's leading you in scoring, but who's a couple of the new guys that folks are going to get to learn about here?
I think Quinston Riggins is the guy that's leading us in scoring at this point. He's exciting in that he has a lot of physical talent, quickness, and can really get to the basket. Ethan Brozak is a Nebraska high school kid that had a good senior year. We picked him up late, and he's worked his way into the starting lineup, and we're very pleased with him. And I think his upside is really, really sky's the limit. I think he can be a pretty good one. And I think that's probably one that's going to catch a lot of people's eyes because he's just 6'7". Yeah, he's long. He's a good athlete. Skill-wise, he's a lot better than you think. He's just starting to figure out where his shots are going to come from and how he can put it in the basket. But, I think he's going to be a really good one by the time it's all said and done. Jonathan Henderson, I think, is our second or third leading scorer. He had a really big game against Wayne State, ended up with 20 points, made three or four plays down the stretch that helped us pull it out. I think those three newcomers are our three that are getting a lot of minutes at this point and that are probably standing out. And then you have Tyler Shields. He has not gotten to play yet, but, I mean, he's doing enough in practice. It's only a matter of time before he finds himself on the floor, and hopefully he can make some plays and continue to get on the floor once he gets to that point.
As he showed promise, Kevin, you mentioned he's practicing well, but can you making that step something a little bit? I think a lot of kids don't understand.
Yeah, it's tougher than people think. Sometimes you get physically talented kids and make it look a lot easier than it is. But once you get out there, it's one thing to watch it when you come to watch us play games. But then once you get thrown out there and you actually see how fast things are going, it could take a while to get a feel for it. He, in practice, he goes as hard or harder than anybody we got. We love the way he goes and he rebounds the ball. He gets on the floor for loose ball. He does those kind of things. Like a lot of kids coming out of high school, defensively is an area that he's got to make a little bit of a jump in. And I think, he's kind of a little streaky with his jump shot. I seen him in the preseason shoot it so well, you think, wow, this guy is going to be a starter. But then he's had lulls where he struggled with it. I think once he finds this confidence, he takes a breath and realizes that, hey, I can do this and I can be a good player at this level, and things kind of start to slow down for him to where he can go out and function at the level that we know he can, I think he's going to be okay.
So going to start the final year in the RMAC 2-0 this weekend, right?
Oh, we would love to. You don't know. That would be my Christmas present. But in reality, anytime you go on the road, you got to try to at least get a split. We play Western State out of the gate. And, you know, if you look at the two teams, that's the one you really got to zero in on. It's the first game. If you win the first game, then you get a chance to get that sweep. But of the two teams, I would say that Western is probably the weaker of the two. Mesa went to the NCAA tournament. That's another team that, you know, you kind of, it's easy to forget about. But every year they're in the RMAC shootout and they're trying to sneak into the NCAA tournament. Last year they did just that. They got their top three or four players back off that team, and they added a couple that are pretty good from what I understand. So that's going to be a real tough one to get done at their place. So hopefully we go up there and we get it started on a good note against Western State on Friday night, and then hopefully that momentum will carry us into Grand Junction and we could try to find a way to give ourselves a chance there.
Kevin, have a safe trip out there and get home fast, yeah, would you?
Yeah, hey, no one wants to get home faster than me. You guys have a good one, too.
Best of luck. Coach. Stay healthy.
Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. Colorado Mesa picked tied for fourth in the preseason poll. Western picked to finish 11th in the 14-team league, the men 7th and the women 6th. So those games. And the UNK women will be interested to see what they do this weekend. Western State's 1-5. Colorado Mesa is a 2-2. And UNK hasn't won a women's basketball game yet, but their competition way up there. You take a look, Western State, in the league, picked to finish 8th behind the Lopers. Colorado Mesa picked to finish 4th on the women's side. So looks like the first night, Lopers got to get the wins and then see what they can do on night number 2. The wrestling team, the varsity members are going to the Cliff Keen Invitational, that huge meet. Huskers are there, all kinds of Division 1, 2 going on Friday and Saturday. The kids that don't go there, along with kids from Hastings College, will go to the Bob Smith Fort Hays State Open, which is going on this Saturday as well.
Old Cliff, good tournament.
Pretty big.
Remember him.
That's our Loper Lake, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. For all your vehicle services, big or small, check them out. And you can go online to GarrettTire.net. And by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. We'll be back and talk to Lance Creech from Hastings College, Ross Halford, HuskerMat.com, and Adam Rittenberg will join us from ESPN.com to talk Big Ten football. It's all coming up.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. When I was a kid, my dad always tried to find the best trainer for me. You know, you're not going to compete at the highest level unless athletically you're putting yourself to workouts that are above and beyond what you think you can normally do. You've heard me talk about P90X2, Tony Horton's sequel to the P90X program, for a couple of weeks. I have worked with the best at the very highest level. And when Tony himself recently stopped by at ESPN's campus and put me through P90X2, let me tell you, it's better than anything I've ever done. It's a 90-day, 5-day-a-week program with 12 brand-new intense workouts that will get you ripped. You'll focus on your core. You'll improve your balance, your agility, your athleticism. This is better training than most pro athletes get. Remember, there's a heavy demand on P90X2, so pre-order by Wednesday, November 30th for guaranteed delivery by December 25th and get free shipping. That's guaranteed delivery and free shipping, but you have to pre-order by the 30th. Call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575 or go to ESPNRadio.com/Doug now. 800-832-7575 or ESPNRadio.com/Doug.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio. It's the first ever Pac-12 championship game. The South Division champion UCLA Bruins head to Eugene, Oregon to face the North champion Oregon Ducks.
And on the near side, touchdown!
UCLA Bruins versus the ninth-ranked Oregon Ducks in the Pac-12 Championship.
Catch all the action Friday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area through the day today as temperatures climbed about 57 for a high. Southwest winds increased to 10 to 20 miles per hour at times. We'll then see increasing cloud cover tonight with a low of 29. I'm Paul Froundly.
Right now it's 43.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this Wednesday program. In just a minute, we're going to head over to Hastings and talk to Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. They've got a men's and women's doubleheader today going on at Doan. And you can hear that on 1230 AM KHAS with Mike Will. You know what else is in Hastings?
T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple, folks. Maybe you're one of those old school guys. You don't like all those gadgets because they confuse you. That's fine. They got manual speed and direction control. Pow, pow. You get your pivot running. You want the more updated versions of the GPSs, run everything from a cell phone. They've got that as well. Ask one of your local T&L dealers today or call them 800-330-4264. Visit their website, TLIRR. That's TLIrrigation.com. The choice is simple. Over 55 years of irrigation excellence, T&L Irrigation. Hey, whether you're looking for different tires for that pivot, they've got several choices for you. They've got what you need at T&L. They can show you what separates them from the competition. T&L Irrigation. Contact them today. Like I said, TLIRR.com. Get as complicated as you want. Get as simple as you want. But they've been there for you for a lot of years. They're going to continue to be there for future years to come. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. The choice is simple. It's T&L Irrigation.
Daddy, it appears to me that as we talk to not all, but most of our Hastings College coaching friends, you know, the head coaches, they're kind of in the background. It's the assistant
this
coaches.
Year especially.
Well, you know, we have Jordan Brown over there on the football team running around with his shirt off and the gold medal for winning the World Football Championships with Team USA. And now you look at Hastings College basketball. Well, you know,
Drake Bronick, I'll be skins. I'll be skins.
Yeah, I'll do the TV interview. Where's the camera? I want on. Lance Creech joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, Coach?
Not much, boys. It's good to talk to you. How are you?
Well, your season's like a third over.
No kidding. That's just great scheduling right there.
Well, you're 5-5, and you had some excitement over the weekend. We can talk about those two games. We can talk about things in a whole. But for the one thing that fans have seen, if they've been able to watch you play home or on the road, a majority of these games are still in doubt with 2 minutes to go.
I tell you, it's been crazy. We've our largest deficit has been a 10-point loss to Midland last Tuesday. And that was a one-point game with 2 minutes to go. First game of the year, we kind of set the tone. We're up 7 with 57 seconds left and managed to lose that one, you know, at the buzzer. York College hits a 3 at the buzzer to get the win in that one. So it's been one of those years where I just don't know if we're ever going to really win or lose a game by a large margin, which, you know, I suppose doesn't do much good for my gray hair, my heart, but I suppose it does a lot for the maturity of your basketball team.
Coach, talk about who's leading you right now. Who's making some noise for you? Anybody come off unexpected? I always like those guys that people haven't heard of that, boom, hey, he's been practicing really well and continues to play very well.
Well, you know, from that front, we've probably had two or three kids, you know, that we kind of, you always kind of think that they're going to kind of pop through and kind of give you some productivity at some point. You just can never pinpoint when. And right now, Charles Ferguson is one of those kids. He's a junior, and he's been predominantly a junior varsity player the past couple of years. But we just loved his energy, his athleticism, his length, and kind of the intangible kind of side of things. And he's kind of shown through there. And then Zach Lena, who is a Millard North kid, actually played high school basketball with the Dentlinger kid over at UNK, led the state of rebounding as a junior, but was injured his entire senior year and actually redshirted last year for us and with a broken foot. So he was a kid that we were talking about playing some JV basketball early on here just to kind of get his legs under him, and heck, he's starting for us right now. So those would probably be two kind of unexpected kids that have really stepped up to the forefront. But Jacob Marvin, who's a junior from Lincoln Southwest, who fought injury all of last year, had a tremendous freshman year on that national tournament team that we had, really struggled a year ago. He had two knee surgeries late in the summer and never really responded. He's kind of back to his old form. Our sophomore class is ultra-talented with Brady Lohman, who's leading the conference in minutes played per game. Tobin Reinwald, who's a very, very dynamic scorer on the wing. And then Dylan Flynn is another kid that's played some as a starting post player and then also has come off the bench to give us quality minutes. And then you throw in, you know, the local kid from your guys' area, Dane Bacon, who's been a very good shooter for us and kind of came, you know, back into form defensively and rebounding this last weekend. So, you know, we're kind of getting a contribution from a lot of different people at this time, which has been nice, you know, for the depth and the kind of continued in improvement of our basketball team.
That's one thing about Bacon. Never saw a shot he didn't like.
No, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Lance Creech, Hastings College men's basketball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tobin throws in 39 in that big win over 11th-ranked McPherson on Saturday. Tell me a little bit more about him, because you guys seem to find a kid that can do that every single year.
Well, Tobin's just, he's an unbelievable scorer. I mean, this is a kid that, you know, he's a 6'4", 6'5", wing. He's shooting well above 55% from three on the season. He was 7 of 8 the other night against McPherson. He can really drive it in. And the kid just turned 19 in late October, and he's a sophomore in college. And I mean, he would have been a very good kid to redshirt because, I mean, he's going to be one of those guys that comes back to a whoopers and hoopers and just, you know, completely dominates just physically. But he, and I don't even think he's come close to touching his potential as a player. I mean, he's yet to develop a great post game. He's not a great middle game yet, but he's just clever. I mean, he just knows how to play the game, and he's doing so many things on that front. So, you know, he came out, and when he's kind of got his ears pinned back a little bit and listened to Coach Lofton speak about, you know, sense of urgency and things like that, so many times a young player just can't figure out that sense of urgency over a 30-game season, and sometimes you don't see that develop until their junior and senior year as far as a consistency factor. But Tobe really had his ears pinned back, and he was dialed in on Saturday night, no doubt.
Coach, Doug mentioned you knock off the 11th-ranked team. You're 5-5 on the year. When you're playing as well as you guys can play, you can compete with anybody, can't you?
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, I tell you what, guys, our schedule, and I when I set this schedule a year ago, we've already beat this season number 20 twice. We've beaten number 11, played number 4 to 8 points, played number 23 to 5 points on the road, and lost at number 11 McPherson by 5 2 weeks prior to Saturday. So I knew, you know, our conference was going to be tough, and again, as Coach Lofton was saying, you can never totally project, but you got to kind of look at what teams have coming back and this and that and the other, and I knew a couple years ago when we started setting this year's schedule that our now sophomore class was going to have a chance to be pretty significant. I knew our juniors were very, very strong, and I knew we had enough senior leadership to kind of steer the ship, so to speak. But I knew our conference was going to be an absolute rock fight every single day because we're right now, you know, wins and losses, we're at the bottom of the conference, and we've beaten everybody at the top of the conference in the Kansas League. You know, so I knew our conference was going to be a struggle, and I knew we might have to take a few lumps early and learn some lessons the hard way, and we still got a long way to go. But, you know, the last few games, we've really made some tremendous strides.
What's it going to take to beat Doan tonight?
Man, I don't know. You know, it's such a rivalry game. We've seen Doan's played 10 games also. We've seen them play 5 times live, you know, and you just know. I mean, this has got the makings of a traditional Bertrand / Loomis kind of rivalry game, you know. I mean, this has got something special written all over it, like those glory days of Bertrand and Loomis. And
you'll split your chin open, get Ivan for a loose ball, maybe.
But, no, Doan's a good team. I think they're a lot like us. I think when they're playing well, they're pretty darn hard to guard. And when they're not, they can be very average, too, very similar to us. So I think it's going to be a matter of both teams will have a couple wrinkles maybe that we haven't seen from one another. But it's just going to be, you know, who can take care of the ball, who's going to defend and rebound. And ultimately, that's probably going to be your winner at the end of the game.
Lance, do you like being a third of the way through this season? I mean, it's a long season. They drag some things out in the middle of it, obviously, with a break. But do you like being a third of the way through now, heading into December?
You know, it's such a tough scenario because our league now, I mean, we've played 2 conference games already. And to me, if you're going to compete for anything, you've got to be able to have some games under your belt. And if, you know, the NAIA gives us 32 dates, and I like to fill those with games. So if we're going to have a chance, I'd rather play 30 games a heck of a lot more than I would 24 or 25 or 26, something like that, because, heck, you practice all that time, you might as well be playing games. And
I love what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, our kids would much rather play games than they would practice. So I think early on, playing all those games in November, you know, tonight will be our 11th game of the year. I think what you have an opportunity to do is you have an opportunity to play a lot of different people. And again, you're going to have some peaks and valleys in there, and you might lose a game because you tried to play too many people or you had the wrong people on the court. But you got to figure things out by February, and you got to get some games under your belt in November. And you know, I could not be a football coach. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to do that to where you're going to practice all year round and you're going to play 10 stinking games. You know, I'd rather practice all year round and triple that. So that's kind of our philosophy around here, and it makes a heck of a lot easier when you go out recruiting saying you're going to play a bunch of games. You know, and if you're pretty good, you're going to have a chance to play a bunch of minutes right now. So that's kind of the way we, you know, build things within scouting and recruiting and scheduling, and it's, you know, it's more times than not been a bonus for us.
Lance Creech with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It worked out so well last night with the remote that I was able to catch all the television sportscasts last night to see what was going on. And on NTV, huge spread on the Ravenna basketball high school season this year. So Drake's no longer the star of that family. How's he handling it, and how's he doing as a grad assistant for you?
Well, if you asked his dad, he was never the star of that family, first and foremost. And, you know, he's doing a great job. His energy at practice and just the different dynamic that he's brought, just being at 2 different, you know, successful programs, whether that's been at UNK or at Nebraska, I think just gives us a different option because, you know, here we only have 2 graduate assistant coaches. We don't have a full-time assistant or anything like that. So we depend heavily on, you know, just the advice and just kind of the different feel that our graduate assistants bring to us. And Jeremiah Slough, you know, is our other GA, obviously he played here for 4 years, so he doesn't have a wealth of experience that he can bring in different terminology and different ways to guard things or a different wrinkle for a set play that maybe Drake does. And Drake has done a really good job of just bringing, you know, hey, you know, we saw this, you know, against Texas once, or we saw this against Metro State once, and here's how we did it or tried to do it and whatever it may be. So from that standpoint, he's been great. You know, it's been unbelievable. And he definitely keeps the mood light on a daily basis. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, that's fun. That talks about the energy, not just at practice. There's always a smile on his face. And, that does well for kids that are struggling with homework. It's just fun to see somebody like him when they show up and get their minds away from things.
Yeah, it does. And I tell you, he's got such a great, kind of demeanor and outlook on things. And there's nothing that really... the only thing that really bothers him to a great degree, which is a good thing as a coach, is a lack of effort. You know, so if kids are giving him an effort and he's done a good job with our JV program, they had a big 30-point victory last night over at York College, so he's pretty high on himself here this morning yet. But, he's done a great job of just getting those kids to play hard and be consistent throughout the course of a practice setting. Obviously he's got a lot of credibility. I mean, he's been a very successful player at a pretty darn high level.
Well, let's go get another one at Doan and have a good one on Saturday as well. And, Coach, we'll talk to you again soon. Best of luck.
Okay, guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. Again, the women at 6, the men at 8, and the women undefeated, ranked 5th in the country. Both games tonight at Doan on 1230 a.m. KHAS. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Check out the BK Minis, whether it's a mini burger or a mini chicken. What sound does mini chicken make?
Bok, bok.
That's the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
Besides the two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
You know, I think that's a great point. That's why sometimes I have trouble. How can you not show up versus Northwestern?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not show up? You know, and it's just one of those things. You're looking at how much work. I'm equating my work to saying, you know what? I understand how, 35-game basketball season, sometimes on a Tuesday night, you got homework going on, you got tests tomorrow, and you're in college.
Girlfriend keeps texting you.
There's other things going on, and all of a sudden, okay, you're not totally focused. I understand that in a basketball setting, in a basketball season, when you got 10 or 11 football games, I don't understand that, and I have a hard time understanding that, why you wouldn't play your ass off when you put the work in all year long for those 11 days.
Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com to talk all Big Ten football, and Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors, tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, buy a dress shirt, get one free, plus studio zip polos and sports shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end December 3rd.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late-night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple: save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area through the day today as temperatures climb to about 57 for a high. Southwest winds increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour at times. We'll then see increasing cloud cover tonight with a low of 29. I'm Paul Froundly. Right now it's 43.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, at thinkmidway.com, you can find out all the information you need to get you going for a new or pre-owned car, truck, van, whatever kind of vehicle it is you're looking for you, the wife, the mom, the dad, the kid. It's wintertime. Maybe you need something a little heavier there as well. Go to Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Folks, there's so much there. With hassle-free, just experience the Midway hassle-free advantage in their no-hassle zone, which is at both of the Midway dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You know what? If you don't see a particular vehicle, you can click on their car finder and complete the form. They'll gladly inform you when a matching car arrives, but I can't even believe that's possible. They've got so many to choose from. And for more information, contact the folks at Midway or go to thinkmidway.com. Daddy, you know the Clash is a huge wrestling tournament that goes on every year. But there is a brand new clash. It's the Track Cat Clash, hosted by Sam Houston State University. And I know that you are fired up to bring us that information.
Oh, I am, because that's when the Nebraska women's bowling team is headed to Huntsville, Texas. That's right. It runs from this Saturday, Friday through Sunday, 14 squads from around the country. You know what? The Crusader Classic was held in mid-November. That's where the Nebraska women's bowling team was a runner-up. They're looking to carry that momentum over. We can't wait to provide you with the details of this next Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Track
I'm
Cat
sure
Clash.
I'm sure you'll be all over it.
Oh, it's on, like Donkey Kong.
Well, joining us from HuskerMatt.com, as the high school sports season officially gets the winter portion underway tomorrow with competition in basketball, wrestling, and everything else that is going on, maybe a little swimming. But Ross Halford joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little high school wrestling in what could be a real historic year. Ross, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you guys? Good to be with you again.
Well, I'm looking at the preseason rankings, and, of course, for Central Nebraska.
Well, hold on. Are you more fired up for this wrestling season or for that bowling invitational this weekend, Ross?
I'm not a big bowling fan myself, although some of those commercials they put out sometimes are kind of funny. They advertise those on ESPN every once in a while, and they'll kind of do a spinoff on some of that stuff. But you know what? I live, breathe, and sleep and eat wrestling, and that's what my passion is right now. And And so I'm really looking forward to the next couple of days.
Fair
of the season going.
Well, the big wins last year, all four teams from our listing area in Grand Island, in Central City, in Wood River, and in Amherst. Two of those four, Grand Island and Amherst, you have ranked number one. Central City you have behind Omaha Scud. But Wood River kind of fallen off the charts here. They look like the team that got hit most by graduation.
No question. Wood River is definitely in a rebuilding season out there. And they have a few talented kids on their roster, but... that's just one of those special groups of kids that they had over there, and it's hard to replace that at a smaller school. But if things go right for them, then they certainly could find themselves right around the top 10, maybe by the end of the season. Things go right for them. So,
Ross, we can talk about the leaders and stuff. Biggest jump from somebody that really coming off the radar this year, maybe across the state, to contending for a title or continuing to be in the top three in one of the classes is who?
Oh, as far as the team, you mean?
Right.
I don't know. I certainly like what they do out at what they're doing out at Papillion, La Vista, and Lincoln Southwest in Class A. Those two programs have really done some good things in the last couple of years, and have great schools. But for the most part, the other classes. I mean, you can pretty much look at Class B and Scud and Central City. A lot of talent and experience there. Syracuse, who moves up to Class B from C, should be very competitive in that class as well, and. Certainly in C, Sergeant Burwell, a very loaded team, and right behind them, I think you have Madison and Valentine. And, after that, in most of these classes, it just kind of falls off a little bit, where you find a lot of teams that each have two to three kids, and if they get production from a couple more, then that's going to, ultimately determine how high they finish. But I think it's pretty clear cut as to what we've got this year, so I honestly don't expect too many surprises. So
Ross Halford joining us from HuskerMat.com, previewing the high school wrestling season. Grand Island looks again to be the dominant choice of any of the classes to win a state title in Class A. Folks have been pointing to this year for a long, long time for the Islanders to bring home another championship. They are one of the five of the top 10 teams that you have in Class A are at the Kearney High invite this week, with Southwest, Kearney, North Platte, and Bellevue West. I never remember there being that much preseason hype coming into the Kearney High invite. It was usually Kearney and then maybe Lincoln East or somebody like that. Then Grand Island got very, very good. This could be the most competitive Kearney High invite in years.
Sure. Everything is cyclical too. If you look at the Class A top 10, you're going to find teams that haven't been there in a while. You mentioned North Platte, and you mentioned Bellevue West, and one team that you won't see there that just a couple of years ago was right at the top of Class A and setting all kinds of records was Millard South. And, so they've kind of dropped off. So you're right. It's going to be a great tournament out there this weekend. And even, talking to some coaches, getting preseason preview information back, they're really looking at this Kearney invite as, this is going to tell a lot about what kind of a team and what kind of a season that we're going to have. So,
Ross, we single out wrestlers, and we can single out every way from Kearney, from Grand Island High, and we get Hunter Bamford at Kearney. The best wrestler not Class A is who in the state?
Oh, no question about it. Thomas Gilman out of Omaha Scud. He's a Iowa commitment. He is a junior national freestyle champ. He's actually a two-time junior national freestyle, or a one-time junior national freestyle champ, one-time cadet national freestyle champion. He actually competed at the World Cadet Freestyle Championships over the summer as well, and he's just at a completely different level than anybody else in the state at this time.
Also, Nebraska released their five recruits, and Eric Sofel of Howells is one of those. He's the only Nebraska kid, and he is trying to become an unbeaten four-time state champion. There's a handful of kids going for four times and three times, but yeah. Sofel maybe kind of leads the way from Howells.
Yeah, no question. Eric Sofel at Howells, I think he's got a lot of potential at the next level. You know, a kid that probably hasn't, you know, gone out and wrestled a lot in the off season and done a lot of the national things, so he's got a lot of room to grow. We also have, of course, Andrew Reedy out of Grand Island, Thomas Gilman, who we mentioned, all for their fourth title. I believe that hasn't happened in the same year with three four-time state champions, probably since, I believe, 2000 was the last year, but I might be wrong on that. And then certainly you have a handful of kids going for their third straight title, UNK commitment, Connor Bowling out of Central City. Looks like he'll be away from the weight class that Thomas Gilman will be at this year. Mike Schaff out of Cambridge, Tyler Nation out of Scotts Bluff. Carlos Rodriguez out of Grand Island probably has the toughest road to get a third straight state title. And then Blake Fruchtel, who used to wrestle for Grand Island, he's now over at Grand Island Northwest as well. Can't forget him. He'll also be going for his third title. And Hunter Bamford is just a junior, but he'll look for his third straight state title too.
Ross Halford joining us from Husker. Matt, a couple of the changes. Obviously, the one that fans, the general fan, will have to get used to is the new weight classes. How will that affect high school wrestling this year?
Well, it's been interesting to get feedback from coaches as they send in their preseason information. You do get a few of the coaches that said, you know, the new weight classes hurt because essentially you're taking a weight out of the lower weights. And so they said, you know, we've really been affected by this. You know, it's going to keep a kid out of the lineup. But that seems to be kind of in the minority at this time. There's just been a couple of instances where I've actually heard that mentioned from coaches. But for the most part, I think that, you know, after this week here, I mean, it'll probably be a non-issue anymore. I mean, kids will just go out there and wrestle, and we'll see what happens. So,
Ross, also, it seems like more and more Nebraska kids are getting an opportunity to go outside of the state, or the teams are getting a chance to do some things, go out like Scott and Grand Island, and now they're going to have a duel. There's some activity going on in Lincoln. There's two or three special things going on this year. Could you kind of tell the fans that may not realize that there's a chance to catch some unique action out there?
Certainly, very good for the state. I believe it's January 6th, prior to the Nebraska versus Ohio State duel in Lincoln. Grand Island, number one in A, of course. Will wrestle number one in B, Omaha Scott. And again, what a great opportunity to go out and watch two of the premier programs in the state prior to a collegiate duel. I believe also Kearney will wrestle Madison the following week, and I believe that is, again, prior to Nebraska. I can't remember who they're actually dueling as well. Certainly, that's a valid point you bring up, though, scheduling. I've seen big changes in the way that teams are now approaching scheduling. They seem to be, gravitating out of maybe their kind of comfort zone, the region where, they typically wrestle, and now they're trying to seek out the best competition. I, in fact, will be out a week from tomorrow. I actually fly out to Ohio. I will be attending the Ironman tournament in Cleveland. We have two Nebraska wrestlers, Colton Adams from Scotts Bluff and Tyler Nation from Scotts Bluff, that will be competing in the Ironman, which is considered the toughest high school tournament in the country. We've never had a Nebraska wrestler compete in this tournament before, and it's just, the way that things are going now. They got the 500-mile waiver from the NSAA, and they want that level of competition, and I think it's going to be a heck of an exciting thing, and hopefully those two kids will represent our state very well.
Well, Ross, we appreciate getting a few things out there to the fans to at least get the season started, and we'll be in touch throughout the year as always, and can't wait to get things underway. Again, we've got the finals of the Kearney High Invite starting approximately at 5 o'clock Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. Should be some great talent there. And for all the folks, HuskerMat.com website, new and improved. And Ross, anything you want to tell the folks about the website if they want to know more about high school wrestling?
Yeah, you know, we've changed up the format a little bit this year. You can still go to the domain, HuskerMat.com, but if you go to the HuskerMat.hoop.law, that's kind of the new format of the website, much improved. And I also wanted to mention, you know, tonight Coach Denson and I, Coach Denson from Millard South, we're doing our kickoff show, our season annual kickoff show as well, and you can listen over the web. Just go on to HuskerMat.com, click on the Listen Live. I think we'll be broadcasting about 6 o'clock, and we're certainly going to go into a lot of detail on the season and get you guys ready for the start of the season, which gets underway tomorrow. So tune in and give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter too. We'd love to have you guys as fans. So,
well, Ross, you're the best as far as high school wrestling goes. Anybody that knows anything about it knows you're the man to follow. You do a great job. Thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. Coming back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Adam Rittenberg. He's finishing up his blog on ESPN.com. He's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Winter driving means fewer hours of daylight and the need for greater visibility. CarQuest Auto Parts can help with $10 savings after mail-in rebate when you purchase the twin pack of Philips Extreme Power Lighting Capsules. Or save $5 after mail-in rebate on Philips Vision Plus twin pack capsules. Prices start at just $19.99. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Thursday, it's a conference showdown when the Seattle Seahawks host the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Quest Field for all the action. Will the explosive Eagles offense keep Philly's playoff hopes alive? Or will the Seahawks finish off the nightmare season for the Dream Team? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Eagles and Seahawks, Thursday at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area through the day today as temperatures climbed about 57 for a high. Southwest winds increased to 10 to 20 miles per hour at times. We'll then see increasing cloud cover tonight with a low of 29. I'm Paul Froundly. Right now it's 43.
Nebraska men and women play tonight. Men, Wake Forest on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The women down at Georgia Tech. And Creighton plays at San Diego State tonight. Big game for them when it comes to RPI. Big fella. Big game.
Great place to watch them for you, Douglas. Head down to Cunningham's.
Well, I can't watch them all at the same time, can I?
Oh, you can at Cunningham's. You can come down and eat lunch. Check out the TV setup. Maybe you don't know about it yet. But lunch every day of the week. And they've got pizza, prime rib chicken, burgers, brisket sandwiches. Get some munchables like sliders and hot wings. Get down to the Cunningham's Journal in the loft today. Check it out every Saturday. There's a Husker tailgate party. Whether the Huskers play or not, hell, they'll throw one for you. Give you great drink specials all Saturday long. Go down there and check out the championship games. Cunningham's Journal, the place to be for sports, live entertainment, and now lunch. Located at 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Check it out. Mike and the gang are waiting for you.
Big Ten Championship game Saturday night right here on ESPN Radio. And, you know, Daddy, I was kind of hoping that we wouldn't be able to carry that, because if Nebraska was in it, would have been blacked out in our area. But they're not.
No.
Michigan State and Wisconsin, a rematch of the epic contest, and a lot's been going on, obviously. Can you believe what's happened in just a calendar year's worth of time? Nebraska comes into the league, all the problems at Ohio State, they hire Urban Meyer, Penn State, Illinois. I mean, there's more than you can jam into 10 minutes, let alone an hour.
Well, that's why we've got Adam Rittenberg, be a blogger for ESPN, join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam, welcome back. Thanks so much for the time. I guess it's not just a championship game. There is lots to talk about.
Without a doubt, guys. I mean, it's been a historic season in the Big Ten, both on and off the field with all that's been going on. And, you know, the league signature event is coming up Saturday night, as you guys mentioned, Michigan State, Wisconsin meeting in Indianapolis. But there are many other things going on as well, aside from just the title game.
Adam, before we get into the X's and O's of that, with which Daddy believes Wisconsin's going to win big, they're a 10-point favorite. I want to start at Illinois. When we were in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days, and albeit all the Nebraska folks knew coming into that, but Illinois wasn't given much of a chance. Then Ron Zook, who was on the hot seat anyway, they come out incredibly hot. They get into the top 12 in the country. What happened?
Their offense just fell apart. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, they continued to play really good defense for most of that losing streak. A couple of exceptions weren't great against Minnesota, but the season was kind of shot by then. But offensively, guys, they just completely went in the tank. I mean, started against Ohio State, went scoreless for most of that game, scored very late, but it began a streak where they just didn't show up for either a half or an entire game. I think they had a scoreless half in each of their final six games, all losses. Often that was in the first half, so they would get down big, and that would really restrict what they could do on that side of the ball. So, you know, defensively, Whitney Mercilus still had, I think, an All-America caliber season. Some of the other guys on that side of the ball played well under Vic Koning, but man, that offense, Nathan Shielhouse just disappeared. A.J. Jenkins was much less effective going forward, and it just led to really a disastrous finish for Illinois and Ron Zook, who was let go on Sunday.
Okay, what the coaching search there? Are there big names being mentioned? Who are you hearing?
Well, I think one guy that I've heard that there's definitely interest in is Wisconsin offensive coordinator Paul Christ, and as there should be. I think he's a guy that deserves a shot as a head coach at a major school with what he's done at Wisconsin. Other names, I think, if they were to go the coordinator route as well, sticking in the Big Ten, Pat Narduzzi from Michigan State is a name that's going to get some attention this year after what he's done with what I believe is the best defense in the conference. Tim Beckman from Toledo is an interesting name. I think if Illinois really wants to think outside the box and make a bold splash, you go after Mike Leach. And I think a guy like Kevin Sumlin would be a great fit at Illinois. However, I would be surprised if he took that job over the others that I'm sure he'll be offered or interviewed for.
Of course, Mike Leach, leading candidate at Kansas. What do you think, Adam? What would be a better job, Kansas or Illinois?
Well, I think I'm a little bit biased, having been in the Big Ten a little longer, but I think Illinois, I think the facilities there, they've upgraded those during Ron Zook's tenure, and they're, you know, as good as most schools in the Big Ten, even better than some. They're also close to some pretty fertile recruiting areas in Chicago, the Chicago market, as well as St. Louis. A lot of good players coming out of St. Louis. So I think, you know, Illinois is a program that's just underachieved for years and years, whereas Kansas, I think, really some obstacles there. And, you know, what Mangino did there was extraordinary. But other than that, it's really been a struggle for the folks in Lawrence.
Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam, Penn State, and I don't need you to talk 8 minutes on what we know what happened and everything. The fallout, though, from that will be what?
Well, it's hard to predict. I mean, this thing is unlike anything we've ever seen before, because it doesn't just affect a coach or a team or an athletic department, but it affects an entire institution. And how far back does this go, and who knew what and who didn't come forward? There's so much more to this. Civil lawsuit, I think, is being announced right now, or just was, against Sandusky. So this is just going to play on and on and on for Penn State, and it's really an unfortunate situation for everyone involved. As far as the football program, they have decided to launch a search for their new coach, and they've assembled a search committee. Dan Mullen from Mississippi State, we're hearing, is the leading candidate on that list, but certainly other guys could end up being in the mix. And, you know, that job is not what it was a month ago when none of this was out. I think it's a job where leading candidates, elite coaches, are going to be more leery of stepping into a very shaky situation there at Penn State.
And I guess that's the question that we really can't get our hands around, can we, Adam? What kind of a program, whoever the coach goes in there, because it would be a scary situation. I mean, I just said, what would be better, Kansas or Illinois? I mean, there's a lot of head coaching vacancies, UCLA, Arizona State. Where would Penn State fit in this? Because as you just said, this is not probably an elite job right now like it would have been in the past.
You know, it is and it isn't. I mean, the circumstances right now are very unusual and difficult to deal with for any coach coming in. But the bottom line is, you know, if you do believe that college football ultimately comes down to having tradition, to having resources, to having facilities, Penn State's better than all those jobs that you mentioned. Much more tradition, great facilities, great fan support, resources. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen there as far as the football program and anything that might come down from the NCAA or what have you. But you know, if you do believe, like many folks do, that the traditional programs will come around and end up being great again, then that still, you can argue, is the best job out there. And I know a lot of folks, Matt Millen, Penn State alum, but so a lot of folks have mentioned that could still be the best job available right now.
And we can pop around, and that's the fun thing about having you on, is because you are a wealth of knowledge about every one of these programs in the Big Ten. I'm going to jump to Michigan. Brady Hoke, how impressed were you with the job he's able to do this year?
Very, very impressed. You know, I endorsed him for Big Ten Coach of the Year. We'll find out a little bit later today if he wins that award. I would imagine he will. With what he was able to do, you know, get Michigan three more wins. But I just think what's so impressive is that he did it with guys he didn't recruit. You know, these are Rich Rodriguez recruits, and there were some good players that he inherited. But to get them to buy into what his message was and the way that they made just a complete turnaround on the defensive side of the ball is really notable. I mean, they were just an awful defense to watch. They were historically bad at Michigan, and then for them to be in the top 20 or top 25 in several meaningful categories, total defense, rushing defense, or sorry, passing defense and scoring defense, it's just very significant what Hoke and Greg Madison, defensive coordinator, and the rest of the staff were able to do in year one. And I think that program is certainly on the rise.
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All we're hearing is positive things about Urban Meyer, and he's a good guy, it seems like, and he's been a great coach. Give me – it can't all be as good as it sounds, Adam. What would a drawback be to Urban Meyer taking over Ohio State? The interview with Tom Rinaldi I thought was very interesting, where he put him on the spot saying, if you don't coach like you used to coach, how can you expect to be successful at Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to, I guess if you're Ohio State and you're Urban Meyer, you hope that he's used this time wisely away from coaching to figure out how he can better balance his life. And I think one of the big things is whether he can delegate better. You know, he's going to have great resources to assemble a staff. You already know he's going to have one guy on the staff with head coaching experience in Luke Fickell, who led the Buckeyes this year. And I would think Urban Meyer should lean on Luke Fickell as a resource and a sounding board and delegate some responsibility at times so that he's not so overwhelmed. I think the big question is, you know, is this going to be another, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 year deal, or does he have a chance to be at Ohio State for the entire contract and maybe another contract? He's still a young man, only in his late 40s, I think if you're Ohio State, you want to keep him there as long as you can because you're going to recruit at an elite level nationally. Very, very interested to see what types of coaches he brings in. I think that's really where you're going to see the change at Ohio State. You know, Jim Tressel won for a lot of years, which with what I believe was a pretty anonymous coaching staff. Some decent coaches on there. I think a couple really good ones, but I don't think it's going to be the caliber of coaches that Urban Meyer is going to bring in with his staff.
You know, football season being all but over now, except for the bowl games, what's the perception about Nebraska amongst everybody else in the Big Ten?
Well, I think in some ways it worked out perfectly, because I think if Nebraska had come in, and you guys will disagree, but if they'd come in and just destroyed the Big Ten in year one, I debated this before the season, I think it would have looked worse for the Big Ten than it would have looked good for Nebraska, because everyone has said, oh, well, it's just because the Big Ten's weak and they're coming in from a better conference and so forth. So, you know, for them to have a couple of bumps in the road but still have, you know, a pretty decent season and have a chance to win 10 in year one, I think is a good sign. And then, you know, if you can take another step in year two when the schedule, I think, is more favorable with some of the home games Nebraska will have, then you really establish yourself. So I think you know, a lot of folks in the Big Ten thought that the Nebraska expectations were a little bit too high entering the year. I probably bought into that a little bit. You know, obviously they had two really lousy performances and another one where they got caught at home against a Northwestern team that tends to do that to teams that are favored. But overall, yeah, I think Nebraska is going to be another solid addition for years to come.
Just another minute here with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com as he's keeping busy on the blog. Check him out all the time at ESPN.com on the college football section. Adam, here's what I want to, because we love doing this in the media. You kind of know what everybody's got coming back. I know there's a lot going on, so we're going to get ready for year two. Who's going to play in the championship game next year? You got Urban Meyer, you got the Penn State situation, you got Nebraska. If I said I'd give you $50,000 if you nailed it, which two teams would you take?
Well, I think in the leaders division, Ohio State has to be the favorite, because, you know, Penn State is going to be going through a transition and losing some key pieces, and then Wisconsin loses quite a lot. I mean, Wisconsin you can never count out, and they do get Ohio State at home, but, you know, they're going to be losing Russell Wilson, who is outstanding. Monty Ball, I believe, will go to the NFL draft. I think he'd be silly not to after the season he had. So, you know, Wisconsin, I think it's going to be Wisconsin or Ohio State coming out of the leaders. And then the Legends division, once again, is going to be really fascinating, guys. Michigan could have a better team next year but have a worse record because of their schedule. Nebraska, meanwhile, if they can get the defense sorted out, and that's going to be tough with some of the losses they'll endure, I think Nebraska could certainly win that division. And then Michigan State, guys, is really an emerging power. I think they could be better on defense next year than they are this year. But offensively, they lose Kirk Cousins and some key pieces. So I think those three teams are most likely in the mix in the Legends division.
Okay, your thoughts on Saturday's game, Michigan State, Wisconsin.
I think it's going to be a really good ball game. I mean, everyone's counting out Michigan State, and everyone really has all season. But, you know, they were the team that had the best record in the conference. They're playing really good football right now. They swept through the month of November. You guys saw them on their worst day of the season in Lincoln. But since then, I think they're averaging, 38.5 points. They're passing the ball extremely well. And, you know, Wisconsin's not dominant on defense. So I think if Michigan State can make a play or two, create a turnover, they're going to be right in that ball game. I do have Wisconsin, though, winning and advancing to the Rose Bowl.
Well, that, you know, I've got it much closer than you. I've got Wisconsin 58, West Michigan State 4.
Wow. Well, you know what? I thought last week the spread was out of hand on Wisconsin Penn State, and look what they ended up doing up there. But you know, Wisconsin is not the same team outside of their building. It'll be easier for them being at a neutral site versus a road site. But they're not nearly as dominant when they leave Madison.
Russell Wilson has just been incredible all season long, and Monty Ball, those two are just amazing football players in the Big Ten.
You can look at that on Adam Rittenberg's blog, comparing Monty Ball to Trent Robinson, and it comes down to a Heisman vote over the next few days. Man, Monty Ball, he's on my list right now. Adam, I know we're over time, so we'll let you get out of here. We sure appreciate it. Great job, and enjoy the championship game.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Rittenberg on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Some outstanding information. I hope we covered it all.
Well, you could have broke down every team and get his thoughts on them, you know, to wrap things up this year. But I think we hit on the key ones. Maybe I apologize to Eric from Iowa and Russ from Iowa. I'm sure they'd be interested in, you know, to think the outlook for Iowa next year. But I think you two are the only ones that care about that. But, well, yeah, I know you are. But, you know, every team he could have broken down, and that's why Adam Rittenberg does what he does, because he's very good at it.
And don't forget the Big Ten Championship game right here on ESPN Radio, coming your way on Saturday night, beginning at 6:30 with our pregame. We're way over time, so let's get out of here. We want to thank Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. Check out his blog, updated all the time at ESPN.com. Go to the Big Ten section. Also want to thank Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com for previewing the high school wrestling season. And we talked talked a little college basketball with UNK's Kevin Lofton and Hastings College's Lance Creech. Tomorrow on the show, Jeff Erickson is back with us to answer your fantasy football questions. Don't stop now. You want to win the money in your league and you want to get into the playoffs and be a winner. Don't forget to keep your team strong. If you've got questions for Jeff, email them to us here tomorrow or anytime. The show tomorrow, he will join us. You can email your fantasy questions anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll also be talking about the NCAA volleyball tournament and the opening day of the high school sports season tomorrow as well. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Carney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!